Just one final question to you, Dr. Holland, but it is a big one. Have we come to the point with the increasing patient body and the crisis in the NHS where it's not just a question of more funding from the government, but that people, patients, citizens actually have to pay towards the NHS, not just through their taxes, but directly, that we can no longer take a free service at the point of use for granted?
And I think for the politicians, that's probably the biggest challenge that they have to
get. Well, they don't want to go there, do they?
They've got to. Because
they've got to.
I think they have to think of a different funding model. I am passionate about the NHS, and I've got anecdotes about things that have happened to members of my family. But if you go back to when the NHS was formed, nearly 70 years ago, the actual the way that society was structured was very different. And actually, we've moved forward 70 years, and wealth across the patch has increased. When I come down from visits to Manchester to London, I'm always shocked to think that our country has apparently got a financial problem. So I think there is a debate to be had about how we fund it.
Let me just pin you down on this one. Do you, Dr. Holland, President of the Society for Acute Medicine, think that the days of a free NHS service are numbered?
I think within my lifetime, the idea of a free NHS for all treatments isn't going to exist. Yeah. But I think that at the same time, we must maintain a free service for the most vulnerable people in our society, mm-hmm. for the poorest people in our society, and for people who are acutely ill. So it's what I don't ever, ever, ever want to see is that somebody turns up in hospital in an ambulance and the first thing they're asked to do is to get their credit card out. Clearly, that is absolutely wrong.
Okay.
But the funding structure for the NHS will probably have to change. And I think if it changed to a certain degree, it would actually give people more control, because actually if we knew that we were paying directly from our pocket, we could actually then have more control and we could actually make our politicians more accountable.